News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Just a warning, the next 10 minutes may not be suitable for younger listeners because we are turning our attention to the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson and to the trial of fact of his wife, Eleanor Donaldson. And all week, the court in Newry Crown Court has been hearing testimony predominantly from complainant A and from complainant B. Yesterday saw others take to the stand. Our reporter, Emily Keegan, is with us. Emily, what did the court hear yesterday?
Yeah, so just to remind people at the start that Jeffrey Donaldson faces 18 charges, including one count of rape, and he denies those charges. And his wife, Eleanor Donaldson, has pleaded not guilty to five charges. And as you said there, she faces a trial of facts. So yesterday we heard evidence from the husband of complainant A, and he told the court that on the 27th of December 2019, complainant A told him about the alleged sexual abuse she experienced. Now, he actually became quite upset in the court and he broke down in tears a number of times, especially when telling the jury that his wife said Jeffrey Donaldson abused her on a number of occasions when she was younger. She told him Mr. Donaldson inappropriately touched her and on a number of occasions kissed her and put his tongue in her mouth. And she also told him about another alleged incident when Jeffrey Donaldson used a light to look at her private parts. And just recounting this experience, he told the court it was surreal to hear and that he was quite upset at the time. And again, he was quite upset reliving it in court again yesterday. And he said that she told him at the time she had never told anyone this before. And he said he could recognise that it was massive for her.
He said that it had a major impact on his wife.
Yeah, he did. And again, it was clear to see that from his own experience, it's had an impact on him too. All of these allegations and it's something that they have been working through. And when we heard other witnesses throughout the rest of the day, we heard from the minister of a Presbyterian church and his wife. And that minister actually told the jury that in 2022, he was made aware of the fact complainant A and her husband were dealing with something that happened to the complainant in her early years. And he and his wife have been providing pastoral care to the couple since then. And going back to 2022, he said that the complainant's husband had mentioned there had been abuse of some kind. So before he came into direct contact with the couple themselves, he contacted the Presbyterian church's safeguarding team to learn how best to move forward with these discussions. And he told the court he met with complainant A and her husband and communicated it to them that they could talk about the situation in general, and as long as no specific names were mentioned, they'd have no responsibility to act on the information. So he said he and his wife spoke regularly with the couple over the following months. And then the court heard in the summer of 2023, this witness received a text message from Jeffrey Donaldson, who said he'd appreciate the opportunity to have a private conversation with him, but he told the court he responded the following day to say that that would be inappropriate. And the court then heard Jeffrey Donaldson replied to say it was better complainant A and her husband didn't know he had tried to make contact with the minister, but that he wanted them to know how sorry he was and he wanted to repent before them as he had done with the Lord. And the minister told the court that he didn't respond to those messages, but he did make the complainant and her husband aware of them and that he still offers them pastoral support to this day.
And as we've heard, Eleanor Donaldson, because of medical health reasons, is not attending court. Jeffrey Donaldson has been in court throughout.
Yes, he has. So Jeff, as you said there, Eleanor won't be attending because she's been deemed medically unfit to actually contribute to proceedings. So that's why she's facing a trial of facts instead. And people may remember that this means that she can't be criminally convicted for any of the charges. The jury will just have to decide whether or not they believe she committed them, but she won't face a criminal conviction and she can still be acquitted. As you said, Jeffrey Donaldson has been there throughout proceedings. He's been taking notes, but there's been no visible reaction from him to any of the evidence that's been heard so far.
And today draws to a conclusion week one of evidence before Newry Crown Court. What witnesses are expected today?
Yeah, so over the coming days, again, listeners may remember that complainant B attended a Christian rehab facility when she was in her teenage years. And it's expected that over the coming days, we'll hear from a number of witnesses who work at that rehab centre.
Emily, thank you very much. That is our News Talk reporter there, Emily Keegan from Newry Crown Court. 53106. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme at a cost of 30 cent, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.